What is going on, people? This is Elder Tenshi. What is going on? It has been months since our last recording. I am sorry if I shocked one of our co-hosts. Oh, man. Listen, I've been waiting for a while to do that because it has been that long since we've done an On the Brain episode. We've been focusing on other podcasts from other ventures on the mental health space, but now it is time to get goofy, it is time to get crazy, it is time to get just what the heck is going on with this world today. So, in order to do that, I'm going to introduce my hosts, starting with my boy, Tom.
What up? What am I supposed to say? Oh, hey.
Just say hello, man.
Hello, hello.
What is going on? Allie.
Hello.
And Mr. Boot.
Was he licking him?
Really? That's not appropriate. Just because it's on the brain doesn't mean you need to say that.
No.
Oh my god.
All right.
Hey everybody, what's up?
All right, so the purpose of us coming out of our hiatus is to talk about one nostalgic franchise, Space Jam. Okay? If you were a 90s kid or if you've ever liked the Looney Tunes, you have probably seen the first Space Jam starring Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan. Now, we got Space Jam New Legacy starring Bugs Bunny and LeBron James. Now, the question is, how does it measure up? Now, I'm going to try my best not to compare it to the original because, honestly, I don't feel like I should have to compare one commercial to the other. They're both very fun, but I will have an opinion on it, and we're just going to share it. The other bizarre, ridiculous, and sweet thing we're going to talk about tonight is a little dating show by the name of Sexy Beast. Now, this came out of nowhere from Netflix, and honestly, in the world where anime is becoming more accepted, in the world where streaming it's basically a hodgepodge of whatever. And in the bizarre world of dating, sometimes you need a little something to laugh at. Like I call it trash TV. But now, is this trash, or does it get a pass? Is it something that I could see myself watching again? Maybe expecting a second season in the second season. Who knows? Good, bad, happy, sad. We're going to talk about it all. So, which way you want to go first? We want to talk about Space Jam 2, or are we going to go right into the sexiness with Sexy Beast?
I honestly think we need to do Sexy Beast.
You want
to
do Sexy Beast first?
You said sweet, and I would not describe that show as sweet.
You wouldn't describe it as sweet.
Okay, not in the slightest.
So, basically, the season says, hoping to say goodbye to superficial dating, real-life singles sport elaborate makeup and prosthetics to put true blind date chemistry to the test. I thought when I first saw I saw a preview for this on TV or somewhere online.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's awesome, okay? First off, the makeup alone is fantastic.
Facts, bro. Facts.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
No, the makeup is great. The concept would have been great.
I thought the concept was going to be really, really good, but I felt like it fell a little bit flat.
No, I think it missed a lot in spots.
Yeah, in spots. Like, I think, towards the end of the series, the last, two episodes, I thought were great. And, I know we start off with Emma the Demon, who...
I'm glad you got the names, because honestly, I couldn't remember the names.
I'm looking at the episodes right now on
Emma.
Emma is a professional model who is over men who only chase her beauty. Dressed as a demon, she hopes to find a connection with a mouse, statue, or baboon.
Okay, but so, you just read that description, and the first thing you said is, Emma is a professional model.
That's what it says right there.
What I'm saying is this whole entire thing was meant to be because they didn't want people to just find love based on looks.
Of course.
And then they start the sentence with, a professional model.
Well, yeah, but that is a profession.
Yeah, that's her job.
I'm not doubting her job. Okay, that's not what I'm saying.
That is part of the, part of getting to know her in that way. I mean, obviously, as a professional model, okay?
No,
if you're a professional model, you're in the business, you are probably working a lot in the business, probably have people calling you all the time to do different things, and like if I was, okay, say if you were a model, right, and you were getting phone calls 24/7 from your agents or whoever trying to get you to do different things, like,
You're misinterpreting what I'm saying. So, this has absolutely nothing to do with her profession at all.
Okay.
This has to do with the fact that all of these dating shows, and this included, they have a great message. Why are you doing that?
You're getting a lot louder now. So I'm just sliding it a little bit back.
Yeah.
They said that is... now I lost my train of thought, so thanks.
We're talking about her being a model.
Like, looks matter
wait,
over...
But they, right. Yeah, so they
well,
go
I guess
for
if you know that they're a model,
and
you
they
think
go
they're
straight
hot...
Up. They want to straight go through personality, don't go. Every single person involved in this entire show.
I just want to make sure.
At least one of them in almost every episode is like some kind of a model or something.
No, I just feel like, if you're going to go that route and you're going to truly see if people can get to know personalities based on just that solely, you know, not off of looks, then there needs to be more of a diverse cast. Because there was a very specific cast for this show. And that's what it is for a lot of these shows. It's very, very specific people.
Now you're talking in the vein of like body type, right?
Not just body type, like, I even think race too. Like I think it's just I don't know. I just feel like you have a good idea, and it could have worked flawlessly. And in some episodes, it did work. And some episodes, I was like, oh, like that actually was okay. But I think if you're going to go and be that type of person and you're going to, or you're going to have a show, like, can we be a little more...
To be perfectly honest, I haven't seen the show.
Yes.
I've only seen, like, some trailers.
Right.
And... I think it's a good, fresh idea, but, you know, like you said, model, but, I think it's a good idea for, like, you know, a blind date, like a real, true blind date, like, you're not gonna know what this person looks like.
Absolutely.
It's a really good idea for, like, the average Joe and average Josephine.
But
that's what I
think. But none of them were average.
But,
a lot
you
of
know.
The guys that came on, they were like, oh, I'm an ass guy, you know, like, I gotta have that ass, you know what I mean? So, like, sorry, but you don't have a mask over your ass, you know what I mean? Unless, well, this one chick, but...
It was a...
unless you're...
One crazy girl, she's nuts.
Like, the point of the show is to show that, you know, that we're more than just looks.
Of course.
But as far as people and who they, you know, and what they like, that's, you know, that's unavoidable. Like, sometimes they'll go straight forward. Like, there were guys up there that were just saying, you know, butt before personality.
Just no bestiality.
You know, and all that.
Yeah, right.
Right, and... Like, he just comes in with the perfect timing there. He didn't even see the show, but it fits in anyway.
I
told you had no problem doing this, but, yeah. And then others wanted to, you know, others told you exactly what they wanted. They one just straight up said, I'm here to find a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that,
Wasn't she the one that, like...
She was the panda.
That was the panda.
That was the panda chick.
The girl from New
Jersey.
Wasn't
the guy, like...
Was he a buffalo or something?
No, like, not really. I'm not really that into it. Like, I want to be friends or something. I'm getting more of a friend vibe.
Like, both of them...
No,
they both liked her. It was just, you know... And at first, I thought she was going to choose the... I thought she was going to choose the one that was more of a nerd because
she seemed to be the bull, who
seemed to be a little more, you know, they seemed to have more of a, you know, more of a vibe. I'm not saying that now at this point you have another guy who's dressed up as an alien. I forgot what the third dude
tin
was.
Man.
He was a statue.
No, it was a tin man right here.
Oh, it was, okay, it was a tin
carousel
man.
Carousel of a panda.
Grab the bull by his horns. I mean.
So for those who don't know, they go on speed dates of three. Right, and in each episode, someone chooses the next person to go on a date with. There's only three. By the end of the show, obviously, you only have one, and then they make a match. Mm-hmm. And you see what the other, you know, what the other person looks like. You see what they look like without all the mask and elaborate makeup.
Right.
And when the the Panda episode was the one I was most excited about, because she was the anchor in the intro. She's the first thing you see when the show starts.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I wonder what her episode is, because it's straight.
It looked crazy. Because like, she straight up cut it together. It looked like it was gonna be crazy. But it was crazy for a different reason.
And that was the editing for me.
I don't really feel like the editing was what made it crazy. I feel like what made it crazy was the fact that she was, like, so hell-bent on finding a husband to have a kid with, like, tomorrow.
Honestly, though,
she was just
ready to go.
I think out of everyone, she was the most upfront and honest with what she really wanted. And, she even admitted that in her family, she has a pattern, and that, like, she could be too much. And that too much personality came through in her episode. But you're always gonna think you're too much, but you might not be too much for the right person. Like, I want follow-ups. Like, I want to know if the people that actually got picked,
whether they got dumped or not, if they're still together.
Yeah,
I'm sure they probably, if they do get a second season, which, I mean, like I said, I feel like it didn't really take off until the last two episodes to be serious. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it was a lot of fun in the beginning. Like, the first episode, it was kind of funny. It was like, they made jokes, like the narrator made jokes that were, like, sexually charged, even though I didn't feel like it was appropriate. Like, they didn't need that in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't bad. It was, you know, it was something that I was interested in to begin with. So I went into this with an interest, and it just kind of fell flat for the first, you know, four episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the fifth episode, it started to get, like, serious. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the people were more grounded, I would say, you know?
And that's a lot to be said for the type of show that this is, because we already have shows like this, like what's that one where you're literally talking to a wall Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
You got Love is Blind.
That was a good show.
You got stuff like Love is Blind. You got another show that's been on the air for a long time, which is more of a scientific social experiment, and that would be Married at First Sight.
Yep.
They brought back Blind Date back in 2019. The OG Blind Next. Date from the 90s.
Celebrity dating game.
Yeah, forget Next and all that.
What was the show? I was talking about this when we were watching this. There was a show where, like, they would be in, like, the car talking. And there would be, you remember, like, VH1 pop-up
Tell
video?
Date.
Oh,
It was Tell Date, because they all had pagers, and they were giving advice. Was it the one where they have a blind date?
That's just what it was called.
Was it Truth or Date?
No, it was called.
Was that the one with
a
lie detector?
That was kind of like
There was one with a lie detector.
Well, that was kind of
lie detector software.
The one you're talking about, that's kind of the one that started.
Or
another
one involving a van. Room Raiders from back in the day on MTV.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I remember that.
Well,
that was cool.
Like,
was it?
I thought it was cool. Like, if you were going to meet somebody to, like, go out on a date with, like, a blind date, and you got to, like, raid their rooms to, like, see what they were about and, like, who they were as people.
There could also be.
Because that catches them off guard.
No.
True, but there could also be problems.
I don't care about your mess. I want to know what you're into, what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff. I'm not trying to rifle through your drawers.
That's what,
like,
you're supposed to do.
Fucking lick on your dildo or whatever.
That's what...
You know what I mean? Like,
well,
nothing creepy like that.
Well,
it's made to be... Yeah, of course you have those spicy moments.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I just thought it was really cool that they actually got that behind-the-scenes look at the people's, you know, their houses, their family, whatever, before they met those people.
It was very, like, since we're talking about dating shows, like, period now, like, because I watched a lot of them growing up.
Right.
And so that's why Sexy Beast kind of appealed to me, because the nerd in me was like, oh my god, cosplay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like cosplay. I was thinking that if you were, and no offense to anybody in the audience who's a furry, but I'm like, is this kind of like what a furry convention's like if you're going like speed dating or something?
I originally thought that's what it was.
That's what it was, right?
She was trying to tell me that I thought it was furries. Like, you know, I see a lot of stuff on YouTube about furries, and like, you know, you kind of learned a thing or two over the years.
But no, it wasn't. It was just regular people who decide to go with this show that dresses people up. In very elaborate, very well done costumes.
Oh, and the makeup was on point. I have to say that.
That's one thing that, you know, it actually kept me watching, was the fact of the makeup was so good. Like, so good that you couldn't tell what they looked like.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then
not
when
you
see those reveals, it was like, oh shit.
I didn't expect you to look like that.
Except, or whatever. You know what I mean?
Or the dude that kept flexing throughout his episode.
The whole day he was like, the gun show.
That dude,
I was like, come on, dude. That guy loves himself more than he'll ever
love another.
Like another girl. Like,
that was the second episode where the guy that where he
yeah James
like,
the Beaver.
He's like, oh, I'm a big guy, and I'm like, because you have muscles,
right?
Like, you're
right,
not
exactly.
Talk about angry beavers.
Like, you don't have like moves or nothing. You know, like,
he was very full of himself.
He really
but
was.
But you know
yeah.
what? If that's how you want to be, that's how you are, I guess.
And you, like it really.
The wolf dude, I thought was
the,
cool.
The wolf.
That
yo, the wolf
was awesome.
The dancer from New York.
Yeah.
Like that dude. He just seemed really down to earth.
Oh my god, my heart, like, he was so sweet. Like, I think he treated it like respectfully, all mm-hmm. of them respectfully,
yeah.
all
right.
the different
oh,
girls.
Yeah. And he was very upfront with them about, you know, what he liked and what
wasn't,
he didn't like.
Wasn't that the one where the girl was like, I'm just getting a friend vibe from
I think
him?
So, yeah. That was kind of sad.
But that was probably one
the
of
girl,
the most wholesome
the girl
episodes.
The second to last girl. Like, he kind of really liked her, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but I think it was the first episode with the devil girl, where
yeah.
she told one of the guys that she was mostly feeling a friend vibe from him, and chose the next guy, and
right.
and that guy that got essentially friend zoned, he was like, oh, whatever. I'm like,
yeah, the
oh, the first
tin man.
One.
Yeah,
the tin man.
Like, are you that hurt?
No,
that was a
that's the
one.
Mouth.
Yeah.
The mouth was like, oh, thank God.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, God, he's like high-fiving the other dudes. Like, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
And she even said that I wanted to be his friend, but after he reacted that
yeah,
way, it's
yeah.
like, why even be a friend?
Like, I kind of got that, too. Like,
no, she
literally
said it.
Yeah.
Like, she even said it to the camera.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got that, though.
You know,
right
it,
off the bat.
Like, this show had its... It had its moments.
Right.
You know? And yeah, this is... The type of TV that you put on as like filler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's in the background.
It's not anything to concentrate on.
Like, the biggest thing.
No, like,
no,
let's not get crazy.
I mean, you know, we can't.
He's not wrong.
The biggest thing that you.
That's actually, you know, something to watch.
Family Guy has more plot than.
Yeah, exactly.
But
than that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to have sex while other people are trying to find dates.
I'm not paying attention to that.
No, it's just
I don't need anything to speed it
no,
up.
No, like you
mean,
just
I
want
just fucking
like no, you're
the noise.
Why
no.
does everything have to go there?
No, but you're just saying it could be anything in the
we're
background because
right,
you don't
exactly.
get
exactly
yeah.
because
yeah.
we're guys.
No.
Well,
we're
that's
all,
what
yeah.
I thought of. You know, like
yeah.
Netflix and chill isn't Netflix and chill.
Netflix and
know.
Chill. Yeah. So wait, with that whole concept, as many shows as there are on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure somebody was making out while watching Too Hot to Handle or something.
Oh, that
you know
probably,
saying?
Yeah, because it's... That show, though, also has, I think, a interesting story because they basically are all good-looking people.
Oh, you know what's funny that popped up underneath
of it? They're
like,
all good-looking
like
people.
This.
And the catch is they can't kiss, touch, have sex, and they're all, like, really, really good-looking people.
They can't even self-gratify.
Yeah, but they also get like $100,000 cash. So.
If
they do it, you should have watched the fourth season. That doesn't always
like the AI there. I love the AI because she is watching every move that they make.
Oh yeah, you know, like if someone makes a mistake,
they're gone, right?
I watched it on a whim and I couldn't stop watching.
Me too. I watched the first. I just binged the first season.
And then the second season came out, I was like, okay, a little more of the same. But I'm gonna tell you this, and there's only one like big thing for this. Okay, they start losing money like right off the bat.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like by day two, they're already like a huge chunk in the bank is gone.
Like that's to me like that's like if like it proves that sometimes money doesn't motivate people to keep their hands off each other. So they prove the point that they're trying to make.
If that connection is there,
is it a connection or is it lust? Because they've just met each other.
Is it a connection?
Yeah, a lust connection.
But with Sexy Beasts, they were telling you exactly what they wanted, but they only had 22 minutes.
So
they cut everything down to. I feel like it would have benefited if the episodes were a little longer.
Yeah, because you don't see all the date of the dates. Highlight reel.
I think you said that too. That they should be longer. I kind of like the fact that it's short just because it was not as entertaining.
Mm.
No, but it was short, but that's what caused it, I feel like, not to be as entertaining because I would always, like, be confident. I'd be like, I know who they're going to pick, like, because what you would see would be like the connection, and then they pick a different person, and I'm like confused because it didn't match what I saw. But you know, you're not there for the whole time. I guess they don't have time to do that. But I'm just saying.
So I've got a question. If you think about it like this, like during the pandemic, right? We saw a lot of people start streaming. A lot of people start, you know, doing live streams constantly.
Yeah.
You know, and does that make it more so that people want to see longer content? Because also TikTok is a thing where it's very short content. Mm. So it's like kind of, you know,
finding the balance.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
TikTok took off in the pandemic.
A show that's 23 minutes is basically a half an hour long with commercials. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not that it's short, it's just that it's only a half hour show.
No, I'm not, it's a smaller, what he was saying is that in the, like, for, I guess he was direct, Kyle was comparing it to Too Hot to Handle, right, which is a 40-something minute episode.
Because it's not all about it's not all about the dating, it's also about the journey.
Right.
You know, with,
right.
With
this was just strictly
behind the scenes,
and obviously the drama, because we love drama, yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
When I'm watching a dating show, I'm not expecting it to go 100% well. I watched enough to know that yes, this is a reality show, but these are not actors.
Right.
These are real, you know, these are real people. We're Too Hot to Handle. I can't freaking tell. I can't tell.
It's hard to tell.
You know,
like I said, a lot of these people were models or, you know, were in that kind of a business.
Mm.
So it makes me think that like they just needed cast members for a show, so they put the word out to modeling agents.
But that's how it usually goes for these things.
Right.
They have to have a social media presence. They have to be... That is how they cast probably 90% of reality television.
At least today.
That's pretty awful. That's pretty awful when you think about it. Because this is supposed to be a random show about random people, not models. Because...
Yeah.
If you were just going to throw masks on models and be like, oh, here, go date each other.
Defeats the purpose.
Defeats the purpose.
But what I will say as far as, like, diversity or whatever, most of the time, like, some would say, like, they had a physicist up there who basically says she's a geek and has a, you know, and it doesn't date that often, right?
Right.
But then as soon as they saw what she looked like without her, you know, without her mask and stuff, they were like, oh my God, you know,
of course.
People were really surprised that,
but
the nerds that were up there looked hot, like,
You just... But here's the other thing with that too.
Even
you know,
if they were wearing a mask though.
It
does
doesn't
that mean that
you can't decide. You
if
can't.
If they said they were a model,
you can't take somebody that's into nerdy things and automatically assume they're gonna look like a dog, like or ugly, like whatever. Like you can't just. Because what he's saying is people, like, she was a nerd and a physicist, and then when she saw, they're like, oh, she's so hot. Like,
yeah, but she also you, said she
like,
was
you're
a
also
model.
A part.
Because
like,
that's,
a
like,
person.
A stereotype.
You're stereotyping.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, she's a party professional.
She's a party professional.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so.
But then what about the girls that would be when they didn't get picked, and they're like, you wouldn't have even gotten one date anyway. Like, why even? What's the purpose of saying that?
But they also
say it.
But
drama.
They also
yeah.
It's
stir to stir up drama.
When
but
they're
they also
leaving,
know,
like
yeah. But they also I know. Mean, they also know that this is what a competition.
No, you know what?
This is a competition with lower.
No, it's fine.
It's you know it's a competition with say lower stakes than something like. Love is Blind or Too Hot to Handle. Because Love is Blind, you're expected to go through the whole engagement process.
Oh, yeah, you have to get married.
You're getting married.
Or you have the choice to get married.
You have the choice to get married. There's higher stakes there. Even with Indian Matchmaker.
Oh, yeah.
With Indian Matchmaker, you got a matchmaker who's going through different people with different personalities, and some of them, like, I cannot believe the stuff that I'm hearing. Like, the list of things that they're required to, you know, not the things that the daters want out of a potential partner.
That's the thing. People have two lists that are way too complicated.
It's good
sometimes.
To have standards.
Yes, but, be realistic at the same
time.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, are you gonna? Do you want to date yourself, or do you or do you want somebody that you know that can help?
Well, we were just
balance each other out.
We were just talking about this. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
Everybody has flaws. It is what you're willing to accept of their flaws to make it work.
Right.
I feel like before the pandemic, and even more so after the pandemic now, people are bored, and they're looking for something to do. They're looking for something to watch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Netflix and Hulu, Disney, all these streaming services are just coming up with new things, and I don't know, it's not always the right thing.
Well,
I don't know.
Netflix has been doing it for a while.
Yeah, they've had
a lot of shows that have been, you know, Netflix originals that have been really good or just bombed completely, you know what I mean? And the crappy part about it is because they're in the unique position they're in, they will put this, you know, whatever their budget into the show. If it doesn't do the numbers they want, it's gone.
I do like...
And that makes me mad because there's like that one show, what's his name? Kevin James was in on here. The crew.
Mm-hmm.
They just ditched that show altogether.
You're talking about the one about the NASCAR crew?
Yeah. And while the show was okay, it was just okay, the rest of the cast were really good. I feel that they kind of got the shit... end of the stick because...
Well, I think that's a conversation for... that's really not...
We could go a whole... episode about Netflix TV in general.
No,
but,
I know. I know this is off topic, but, like, Disney's been killing it with WandaVision,
Loki,
and Captain America Winter Soldier.
Speaking about, like...
I know that's off topic.
No, but it's, like, streaming services, but as far as...
I like these shows that aren't a big commitment, like those, for example. They're not a really big commitment, but they're still good.
And these dating shows? Definitely not a big commitment.
Oh, no.
But because I'm the sappy person that I am, I want to see them get together. But the thing is, we don't see... the aftermath. We don't even get an update or anything. We just see them possibly go off and say, oh, you know what, we'll go out on another date.
Yeah.
You know, or you know.
So I think if they do bring back another season,
yeah,
I would imagine that they would put
like updates,
do an episode where they update or actually do like little updates at the end of those episodes.
Not necessarily, you know? Only because I bet that was filmed before COVID.
Well, obviously, at
more
this
than
point,
likely,
should
yeah,
because
this is the
when they go to do the second series.
Yeah, but not necessarily.
Season.
Netflix doesn't necessarily always give updates.
No.
Like with Love Is Blind, I remember waiting and searching for any type of update, and they're just putting out something that's supposed to be coming to give you that update. Like, they did a reunion special, but it didn't really give... It was so close after the show wrapped that it wasn't a true update.
Yeah, for Too Hot to Handle, season one, they did an update episode, update special almost immediately, but you could tell it was, you know, it because that show was filmed pre-COVID.
Right.
So now you got everybody on a Zoom call, you know, and I didn't even bother to watch the reunion special. I don't really like those, but it... At least they gave us something, because these people were going through a journey, you know, were going through stuff. They wanted to change how they saw, you know, the opposite sex in this case. Mm-hmm. One thing I didn't see was, you could tell that they only had six episodes. They mainly kept it very straightforward.
Yeah,
like,
straight to the point.
Like straight, sweet to the point. That was that was it. As far as diversity, like. You didn't really see, like, it was mostly, and I'm a straight guy, but we mostly saw straight couples.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it was all straight couples.
It was all straight couples. A lot of them had, like, similar, you know, types when it came to, like, what they look like, but they weren't the same type of person. You get what I'm saying?
Not.
So,
yeah.
You know, with other shows, sometimes it's like, is this scripted or not?
Yeah.
Because now I'm getting to the point where I'm like, okay, what do I believe? Is this just, you know, are you just feeding my brain a lot of junk food, or is my analytical side just gonna pick apart everything that I watch now?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that something that happens when you get older? Because I know,
it seems to be something like that a little bit. I do notice, like, As a musician, I notice it in music. I notice certain things, and it does make me crazy sometimes, because I, like, there are sounds in music that have just been used a dozen times. Over. I think we talked a little bit about that too with the auto tune.
We did. Oh,
and
yeah.
And over time, it gets cringeworthy. Mm-hmm. You know, to listen to somebody play a riff that's, you know, just done really sloppily, or, you know, sing with auto-tune that's just, you know, they have no voice, so they use auto-tune to make themselves have that voice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't think that's fair, you know, for performers or whatever. But regardless, it is a pet peeve.
That was probably one of the worst inventions ever, auto-tune.
But that wasn't what it was originally for, though.
What was it for?
It was originally to find, like, oil.
Really?
Yeah, for auto-tune. But that's a whole different, you know, story.
Yeah,
But what we're saying is, it's just like with dating shows, the way they have been forever, it's formulaic. Mm-hmm. So to see something like Sexy Beast come in, which would be goofy on the surface, but it's like you don't know what the person looks like. You only know what the person sounds like. Imagine if they gave them voice synthesizers while in those elaborate costumes.
Like the Masked Singer.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Did something like that. Mm-hmm. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like a full costume where you couldn't see their body type or anything.
Oh, that, I'd like to
that
see
would
that.
Be more legit, I feel, than just having a head of a panda or a dolphin or whatever.
Netflix. Like, listen to us.
Yeah, get
call
get,
us.
Get a
call
clue,
Kyle.
Netflix. This is what it should be.
Get it,
yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, you're still not able to make a decision based on their personality, because you're still looking at their body. You know what I mean?
Get your shit together.
You can tell. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was no... I didn't feel like it was truly authentic, almost.
Yeah.
Because you could see what they were.
It did kind of feel forced in
some
situations.
Well, and they said with the guy that they were like, when the beaver, and he was like, oh, I'm a bigger guy, and I'm like, oh, it's gonna be like a bigger dude, like, cool.
Yeah.
And then you see him full body, and it's some jacked up dude with muscles.
I mean,
like,
he wasn't wrong, he was big,
fit, muscly way. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Like a big fat slob in a mask, and I'm like scratching himself with his gut hanging out.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, like that's
like some trailer park
exactly.
Skin.
Hey, I'm sure there's a whole list of going into the fact that bigger people are excluded from things like the dating shows and stuff like that.
Well,
they tried to do it one time. There was one show called More to Love that was like a bachelorette style show. or Bachelor, because it was a male with females.
Right. And they were all bigger.
They were all, the male and all the females were...
All heavy set.
Didn't do good. Because too many people were focused on, you need to lose weight, you don't deserve it. And it just, it went on, and that's it.
All sizes deserve love.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So let's get some plus size people on these shows. Let's get some...
Why don't you get a real
people
swath
part
of the real people,
LGBT,
not just the good looking...
You're supposed to be reality TV, but...
Yeah.
The things you show are not real
at all. What about gay couples, lesbian couples, trans couples?
Yeah,
why not do
honest,
that as well?
To be honest, we haven't seen anything in the reality set other than game shows. We haven't seen anything real under the banner of reality television since Real World Season 1. Like. That's just my opinion because that was 100 that was like 100% experimental at the time, right?
Yeah.
So they put, you know, they edited stuff out obviously because it is television,
yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that was who those people really were.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not every guy has a six pack abs. Not every girl's gonna have the hourglass figure.
Exactly. That's not.
There are. I know, right?
That's not real life. And then when you project that on the media, it just causes more issues and problems for people. And they're like, you know, there are people that look at those girls or those guys and they're like, oh, I don't look like that. That's why I'm single. That's why I don't have love.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's just say it. All right, just like they were trying to prove with Sexy Beast and stuff like and stuff like Love Is Blind and Married at First Sight and all those other shows. They're trying to show that beauty is only skin deep, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now some do it better than others.
Yes.
Sexy Beast was not one of them.
At least not in my.
And I'm not saying that
not
that's
until
a,
the end. I feel like they didn't get their groove until the last like two episodes of the six episode series.
Right.
But still, that's not enough to make it something.
At least not at this point in time. If they get a second season,
I think this was just like dipping the toes in the water
and
seeing how it would do.
Because they knew how to promote this.
Yeah.
Like, they promoted it with the mask. They got
people thinking, this is interesting. And because they never really said what it was about. They just kind of showed the mask, showed her talking, the panda. Mm. They never clarified
what kind of dating show it was.
Until you watch the show.
Because
showed you the most, like, outlandish character. Like,
which happens to be from
series.
New Jersey.
Yeah, which happens to be
funny.
From New Jersey, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Everything craptacular comes from Jerk Me.
Look.
No, that's not true.
Look, guys, we get it. You're from Jersey, so you can crack on Jersey.
Oh, everybody cracks on Jersey.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, honestly, altogether, I liked it. If I were to give it a rating, C-.
Okay.
C-.
Yeah,
I'd grade it as C-.
I could get down with that reading.
Mm. I might pass. I don't know.
I honestly feel that's a really fair.
That's very
rating
fair
because, like I said, I mean, it took them a while to get into that groove where you actually felt like the show was what it was supposed to be at the very last two episodes.
All right, now that was fun. Now before we go, I just want to thank everyone for listening to tonight's review. And tonight's discussion, if you want to hear more like this, check us out on Instagram at OnTheBrainENT. You can also hear us everywhere you get your podcast fix at OnTheBrainENT. There will be new reviews and surprises as we go along. This is just the beginning of the new season of On the Brain news, reviews, episodes, and shows. Don't forget we have multiple shows on this platform. So come back, check us out, and hopefully leave us a review. Let us know how you like what we do, and hope you enjoy. In the meantime, this is Elder Tenshi, and I bid you peace, love, and never be normal.